Hi and welcome to the Bright Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, and today I'm joined by mental health expert David. Hi, David.
Hi, Nicole. Great to be here.
So, David, as a mental health expert, what do you think are the best ways for people to keep a sane mentality in their day-to-day lives?
Well, Nicole, there are a few things that people can do to help maintain a healthy mindset. One of the most important things is to prioritize self-care. This means making time for activities that help you relax and recharge, such as exercising, meditating, or spending time outdoors.
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in our busy lives and forget to take care of ourselves. What other ways can people maintain a healthy mindset?
Another important thing is to manage stress effectively. This means finding healthy ways to cope with stress, such as talking to a friend or therapist, practicing relaxation techniques, or taking up a new hobby. It's also important to avoid unhealthy coping mechanisms, such as turning to alcohol or drugs to deal with stress.
That's definitely something that a lot of people struggle with. What about social support? Can having a strong support system help with maintaining a healthy mindset?
Absolutely. Having a strong support system of friends and family can be a huge help when it comes to maintaining a healthy mindset. These people can provide emotional support, help us cope with stress, and offer a different perspective on things. It's important to surround yourself with positive, supportive people, and to reach out to them when you need help.
That's great advice. Is there anything else that people can do to maintain a healthy mindset?
One other thing that can be helpful is to engage in activities that promote mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of bringing your attention to the present moment, without judgment. This can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. There are many ways to practice mindfulness, such as through meditation, yoga, or even just paying attention to your breath and the sensations in your body.
That's definitely something that more people should try. Thank you so much for joining us today, David. That was some great advice.
Thanks for having me, Nicole. It was a pleasure to share my insights with your listeners.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Join us next time for more tips and advice on living a healthy and happy life.